You're listening to That's What They Say here on Michigan Public.
There are so many interesting bits of language to notice out there in the world. And then the question is what we do with that noticing.
That's what they say. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and here with us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Hi, Anne.
Hello.
Anne, I understand that this week's topic comes from some conversations that you were having with your family.
I was talking with a member of my family who will remain unnamed. This person feels very strongly that they are an often speaker and not an often speaker. And Rebecca, you and I have talked about this on the show before. For the last few hundred years, the pronunciation of this word, O-F-T-E-N, has been often.
Uh-huh.
The T fell out hundreds of years ago. But now some speakers are putting the T back in. So that's the newer pronunciation. And my family member feels very proud that they have the, at the moment, sort of historical pronunciation with no T. I was talking with this person a few days ago, and they said often. In my head, I'm thinking, do I tell them that they just said often? And I decided not to, because my life experience tells me that it is very disconcerting to people if you stop midway to point out the way that they are using the language. Now, there's some chance that I will discuss this with my family member later. They may not believe me, but I did not stop the conversation then. Rebecca, have you ever been stopped mid-sentence?
I'm struggling to think of an example right off the top of my head, but yeah, definitely for like little grammar quirks and things like that. Things that I grew up hearing that maybe somebody else didn't grow up hearing.
Mm-hmm. And I think we can all agree that if someone stops you to criticize it or to say, that's not how that's said or that's wrong, that certainly would be disconcerting at best and silencing at worst. But I have learned that even stopping someone because you're excited about or interested in something they've said can have the same effect. And I was thinking about a moment in graduate school when I had been studying American dialects and I had learned about what linguists call positive anymore. And this is anymore used to mean nowadays. Rebecca, I think you can do this. Am I right?
I can. And this is definitely something I grew up hearing. I might say something like, anymore, you see people wearing jeans and t-shirts to church instead of their Sunday best.
Great example. I love that. Another example would be, gas is expensive anymore. Now, I cannot do that. I cannot use anymore without not. I can only say gas is not expensive anymore. And I would guess we have listeners who are with you and listeners who are with me. Of course, Rebecca, you can also use it with not.
Yeah, we don't go to that restaurant anymore. I am positive and negative.
Exactly. And I am restricted, constrained in my use to only the negative. So I had learned about this. I was really interested in it. And I was talking with a friend of mine in graduate school who's an engineer. And he, at one point in the conversation, said, they sell power bars there anymore. And I, being so excited, said, you're a positive anymore speaker. And he looked at me like a deer caught in the headlights of why is Anne stopping me? Why is Anne so excited? But it also clearly really threw him that I was listening to the way he was talking as much as what he was actually trying to tell me. And we recovered from this, but I was really struck at the time that my excitement and interest was not necessarily met as a completely positive response.
And this gets a little tricky because isn't kind of the whole purpose of our show to notice the way people talk?
That's exactly right, Rebecca. This show is all about noticing things in language and enjoying the ways in which language varies and changes. The key is just thinking about when is a good moment to start that conversation, and perhaps interrupting someone mid-sentence to point out something they have said might not be the best moment.
There's a time and a place. Thanks so much, Anne.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
Ann Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and the author of Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language Friday afternoons at 4:45 and Sunday mornings at 9:35 here on Michigan Public. You can also subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a language question for us, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.